Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that everybody wants for everybody else, but nobody wants for themselves. We're going to talk about something that needs to be addressed. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about accountability. Let me light my thang. Well, goddamn. Hold on. Now, stoners, what I'm about to talk to you about today is we're going to talk about first segment, all right? First segment, we're going to lay up there and talk about Will and Jada. Second segment, we're going to talk about Shane Dawson. All right. Now, first, about Will and Jada. Respect to them. Well, more respect to Will. You know, I've been a Will fan, not really a Jada fan, but that's neither here nor there. I don't even know why I brought that up. But I do want to say this. People are wondering, like, what? Why is everybody so mad at Jada Pinkett Smith because of what she did or whatever? Why y'all so mad? You know, she's, you know, they were separated. They wasn't even living in the same house. And, you know, if you want to spectate a little bit about what she said, you know, Will has done his dirt as well. If you want to call what she has done dirt, which I don't call it dirt, but we'll get to what she did later. Here's my thing, stoners. The reason why Will looked so good, and by good I mean like nobody was like looking at him as a simp or looking at him like, you know, he just can't handle his household or all of that. That man did something that no man likes to do. No woman for that matter. He took accountability. See, everybody's wondering, everybody be saying like, yo, man, I don't know how he did it. How he could just stand and let that woman say all that to him. Blasey, 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 right? And he did that because of one reason and one reason only, stoners. Because he had already took accountability. He already knew she wasn't feeling good. He already knew, you know, the reasons of why she was messing with August and all that good stuff. He took accountability into that situation. That's why he made that video not too long ago saying that it's not my job to make you happy. You have to be happy with you. I'll be happy with me. And if we come together, we'll be happy together. But it's nobody's job to make the other person happy. Right? So she went off and made herself happy, or at least made herself feel good. And I'm happy for her. But she hasn't taken accountability of what she did. Like, downplaying it by calling it an entanglement instead of calling it what it was. It was a relationship. It was a relationship, you know? And all respect to August Alsina, you know, August. He was way more than respectful, you know. She never took accountability for what she did. The reason why people are mad at Jada Pinkett Smith is because she downplayed it with Will, and what she was supposed to be doing was helping August. The kid was broken. The kid, his life was fucked up. His mental state was down. He came to their family for help. She took it upon herself to use that time to make herself feel good. Not even fix herself, but to make herself feel good. Now, I can't blame her for that, but at the same time, no, I can penalize her for it because that wasn't your job. Your job was to make sure he was okay. But two broken people can't fix each other. Okay, you can't have somebody broken come into your space and then try to fix you. It just doesn't work that way. If you break your arm and go to the doctor, and the doctor walks in there with a broken arm, you're not going to let him fix yours. You're going to be like, man, whoa, lay up there and go take care of your arm. You'll be all right. Before you touch mine. Okay, stoners? Like, she downplayed it. She used the time that she could have been using to heal this man, and she was using it for herself. You know? And that's why people are mad at her. That's where she looks bad in our eyes. You were supposed to be helping this man, and instead, you used his energy to feed yours, your codependence. You know, everything she said in, at that red table talk was, well, I want it. You know, it's been a long time since it was a lot of I's, you know. But when she first started off talking, she said, and I quote, you know, it began with trying to help him. We're trying to heal him. And I believe it was, stoners. I believe it was. But once you start to care for somebody and you start to try to nurse them people back to health, you know, if you don't have your emotions in check, if you don't have a solid foundation, then you will mistake, what word I want to use? You will mistake the brotherly, motherly love for something, you know, more, you know? Certain things you will look at as, oh, she was just being nice. You look at it as sensual because your emotions are not in check. That's not his fault. It's Jada's. Because her emotions were supposed to be in check. But unbeknownst to me and everybody else in the world, we didn't know she was broken. We didn't know her and her husband was going through things. Which round of applause to them for not even divulging that information. You know? But we didn't know that. But the accountability part comes. See, accountability is something that everybody wants. For everybody else. You know, you got to take accountability. You got to take accountability. But people don't understand what that word means. That word is so special. That word can save you. That word will make you hold the mirror up to yourself. Not that many people want to do that. I'll use myself as an example. I think a few years back, my woman was going through a situation where she had to make a decision. I can either stay with this guy and his cheating ways, or I can go out there and make myself quote unquote feel good, or I can just leave. Right? I seen her forming this just you know, I'm a man that notices details. I overanalyze things. So of course I'm gonna notice my woman, the way she's changing and, you know, different things and all that good shit. So I could have done what every man did, you know what I'm saying, and said, yo, you're not happy. Why? You know what I'm saying? No man wants to step back and take an accountability that, you know, maybe it's you. You know, don't get me wrong. She has to be happy on her own. But maybe it's you. Have you been doing everything you're supposed to be doing? I had to ask myself these serious questions. You know, I had to put my ego to the side. I had to put who I thought I wanted to be to the side. You either going to do it for your last name or not at all. Because we don't do it for our first round these parts. Okay, stoners, that's taking accountability. That's like, okay, I did that wrong. And accountability is not that tough guy shit. Like, you know what most niggas like to do. You know what I'm saying? Most people want to be tough. Yeah, I did that and what? Who gonna stop me? I don't care. That's not taking accountability. Accountability is the ugly cousin of responsibility. If you do something that makes somebody uncomfortable, whether it be mental, physical, financial, spiritual, whatever, if you do something to make that person feel uncomfortable or hurt that person in any type of way, accountability is you noticing it, fixing it, and moving forward amicably. Not just noticing it. See, when you notice that you did something, all you did was own up to it. Okay, yeah, I did that. Now, are you accountable for it? Will you, you know, bear the brunts what will come on because of the decision that you made? Or are you just going to be like, yeah, I did that, and walk away and let whoever deal with it, deal with it? Y'all see the difference in accountability and just owning up to something? And they're not the same thing. A lot of people like to say, own up to your stuff. Own up to your stuff. You don't understand what accountability is. See, the reason why Will was able to sit there so cool, calm, and collected, even though you could see all the pain on his face, you could see he was hurting. But because he can sit there and hear that stuff and laugh about it and, you know, correct her when she said entanglement, don't you mean relationship, but in a cool place, because he's already taken accountability for what he has done to put her in that situation. So there's no more anger. You can't be angry if you hit somebody. You can't be angry that they're in pain. In other words, I'll say it in a different way if I got to slow it down for y'all out there, stoners. If you do something to somebody, you cannot get mad, agitated, or aggravated because how they express themselves due to what you did. But nobody wants to take accountability, because then you have to let things go. You have to forgive. You know, it's not all about you. You know, you don't come out as clean. I got a buddy. I ain't gonna mention no names, but I got a buddy, and he's going through some things with his woman right now, you know, and I'm listening to their situation, you know, from what he's telling me and from what I'm seeing on social media, and it's an accountability problem. You know, you catch me cheating, I catch you cheating, you talking to this girl, I'm talking to that girl, I mean that guy, blase, 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 I'm going out to dinner with this guy, you going over here by da-da-da-da-da-da. Y'all are both the reasons why y'all doing something, but nobody wants to take accountability. You know what happens? Like, hypothetically, say the girl said you catch the girl and you be like, damn, love, you went out to eat with my friend? Like, you wasn't even, you down bad like that? And then she can say, well, I caught you chatting with this chick and that chick and that chick and this chick. Now, you could take accountability for the pain you just gave her, or you can downplay it like Jada said, oh my God, so you can go out to dinner with a motherfucker, but me, you know what I'm saying, if I write a bitch, it's all over. Yes. See, what accountability does, it makes everybody put all their dirt on the table. And when everybody's dirt on the table, everybody's clean. Why do you think Africa got through their apartheid the way they did with no bloodshed, even though it was supposed to be one of those murder, murder, kill, kills? Because everybody said what they did. Everybody took accountability for what they did. Which means you can't get mad at the next man for being a certain way in your corrupt system, because it's not me that is corrupt, it is the system. Therefore, the system should be put on trial. That's what the apartheid was about. Everybody in that government said what they did, owned up to their shit, took accountability, and fixed it, or in the process of fixing it. That's what relationships are. That's all relationships are. That's all friendships are. That's all jobs are. Everything, not everything in life, but the most important things in life when it comes to companionship and or fellowship, it's accountability. If your partner mad at you for whatever reason, right? If you don't take it upon yourself to find out why he's mad, and if it's because of you doing something, if you don't take it upon yourself to figure that out and make sure that he's okay due to the pain that you caused, or she, well, you're not being accountable. You don't want none of those problems. See, I think Will is accountable for his transgressions with whoever he messed with while they were going through their little hard times. I think he also took accountability for why she went off with August. That's why now they can laugh about it and be like, bad marriage for life and all this good stuff, because they already has taken accountability for what they did in the relationship. So there's no anger. There's no, it's your fault, it's my fault. No, it's our fault. You did some shit, I did some shit. But most times it don't go that way. That's why there's this saying called there's three sides to every story: his side, her side, and the truth. And that's only because nobody is accountable. You don't want to look at yourself and be like, you know what? I'm down bad. No, we rationalize, we downplay, or we flat out lie to ourselves. And that is why Jada and Will are working the way they're working, because they have taken accountability. Well, more so Will, but, you know, due to social media and Will, you know, not being no simp or no bitch, he put his foot down. You mean entanglement? Okay, relationship. Yeah, relationship. Yeah, she had no choice. It's a relationship. It wasn't no, yeah. So, that's why Will Smith and Jada Smith are doing so well. Okay? If they're doing well, who knows? But that's why they were able to sit at the red table and have a conversation about that. That's why a lot of things is going on in their relationship that you don't understand or you wouldn't condone. And it's working because of accountability, respect, accountability, just all around love, man. You gotta have love for the person. Okay, stoners, that's what that's about. Now we're going to get to our second part of this podcast, and we're going to stay on the subject of accountability. Let's hear a word from Anchor right fast. Pay some bills. And we're back. Yeah, shout out Anchor, man. Shout out Spotify, iHeart, all y'all, man. Appreciate y'all for holding me down and giving me a platform. All right, so we're back and we're going to talk about Shane Dawson. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie, this hurts me. This is one of those situations that I'm like, okay, first of all, Willow, Jaden, and Jada, since she said, I'm done with you, relax, okay? Oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to you, no cut. Let me hit my thing. Relax. Obviously, Jada, you have a lot more serious things you need to be tending to rather than worrying about an old video. A very old video from a guy. Now, let me preface what I'm about to say by saying I've never met Shane Dawson. I'm going by what I see on my phone, TV, and whatever screen I watch YouTube on, okay? Excuse me. But from what I can see, stoners, Shane Dawson is one of those people who live in accountability. He's such an empath that if he has an inclination that he has wronged you in any shape, form, or fashion, he will do everything in his power to rectify that. Like this point. Now, the videos that y'all have seen about Shane Dawson and him saying, I think there's a video saying he said the N-word, and they said there was a video of him imitating masturbating in front of a Willow Smith poster, you know, and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. Now, did I watch the videos? No, I don't care. I don't, because I didn't watch that Shane Dawson. I fell in love with the conspiracy theories Shane Dawson, and then I fell in love with his documentaries, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But this person Shane Dawson used to be, yeah, that's a bad guy. Like, get him out of here. 86, he's done. We need to rally up and get him out of here. Wait a minute. Put down your pitchforks, because he's already done that. That's called accountability. I'm sorry, but Shane Dawson, has not only proven to us that he's not that person anymore, right? Now that it has been bought up, and on some messed up terms, because if everything I'm hearing is true, and that's from the YouTube community and Keller Keemstar, let's get, no, if everything I'm hearing is true, those videos was brought to light because of a disagreement he had with somebody in the drama community. So it's basically like, oh, you got beef? Well, I'm putting your stuff out. Okay, that's fine. But this is why Charlamagne the guy says Malcolm Little would have never became Malcolm X in this generation. Shane Dawson, back then he was doing shock value content. You know, I'm going to do things that's going to make you either laugh or make you go, whoa, what was that? You know what I'm saying? But then, without anybody telling him anything, he internalized and realized himself, that's not the person I want to be. And he changed up not only his channel, but his whole content, the DNA of who he was and what got him to the point he was at that moment. He changed it. Why? Because he knew, that's not who I want to be. And he changed it. He started doing conspiracy theories. He started doing documentaries with all of his friends. Now, that's what I want to say about the documentaries. This is the only thing I could say about it. And he said it himself. And that's the only reason why I even thought about it like that, because I didn't. I just like to see the documentaries. But maybe he should, you know, do some documentaries on some black people. I just realized, and like I said, it was because of him. He told me that somebody told him that his documentaries is basically a bunch of pretty white people with problems. And he said he used to take offense to that. And I can understand why somebody criticizes your work and put it in a little small box. I can understand why you would take offense to that. But without anybody having to tell him, he realized, you know what? You're right. I do need to start doing that. And that's my point, stoners. This is a man who you don't have to tell to do the right thing. He's going to do it because that's what he does. This man, first of all, y'all want to cancel him for something he doesn't do anymore. Like, when a person takes accountability, he didn't try to sugarcoat it. He didn't try to smooth it over. He got right in front of that camera, said what he said. This is what's going on, and I'm sorry. He already said, take everything. Take it. Whatever y'all need to take, whatever y'all need to do to feel better, do it. He said that out of his own mouth. But again, I ask you, what do you want from a man when you see he's doing wrong and he see he does wrong and he changes, not for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years. He changes the whole DNA of who he is for the past, I'm guessing, what, 5, almost 10 years now. He changed the DNA of who he was. And now we want to penalize him. I don't understand. Do y'all realize that Shane Dawson is a suicidal person? Like, he has contemplated suicide. And something that took him from the ground up to build, y'all are trying to take from him because of who he used to be. My God, if I was still getting in trouble for what I used to do, if I was still looked at as the person I used to be, Jesus Christ, Lord knows what I'd be going through right now. I'm so blessed that my life is not surrounded by, you know, all these PC people. I'm just blessed that once I make a transition in life from what you deem not good to what you deem good, you give me credit for the journey, give me credit for being good, and don't penalize me for when I was bad. Now, this would be all different if, you know, they brought it up and he was still doing shock value comedy like that, you know, and that's what it was. Shane Dawson is not a pedophile. He is not a racist. He's none of those things. Okay. He just made a few mistakes, and it sucks that I got to tell people about mistakes. There is not one person who is listening to this podcast right now that can say they have went through their whole life without making a mistake. Then again, I scratched that, running back. You can't name one person that knew they thought they was doing something good. They thought they was okay, but it was a mistake. Now, how many people have done that? Let it be brought to their attention. How many people say, you know what, you are right. What do I got to do to make this right? Or do they say, man, you know how long ago it was? I'm not about to address that. I'm not about to deal with it. That's what he could have did. He could have put out a statement. Look, that was a long time ago. I'm not that person anymore. I don't think I should be judged on past events. No, but he took it. He went straight on. He took y'all straight on. He didn't pull no punches. He didn't sugarcoat anything. You can't get mad at somebody like Jada for not taking accountability and downplaying it like it's not that big a deal, but then get mad at somebody who do take accountability and make it seem like it's the biggest deal in the world. When in all actuality, if you want my opinion, it's really not. Yeah, I said that. I don't care. And I got daughters. So before y'all come at me like, oh man, you don't know what it's like, man. That's somebody's daughter. Man, listen. I understand context. I understand nuance. You know? Does he really want to go up there and have sex with Willow Smith? No, he does not. He can say he's bisexual, but that is a gay male, okay? Shout out to his boyfriend, Ryan. Okay? No, he does not. That was for a laugh, a chuckle, a ha ha ha, look at him, he's weird, ew, that's weird, you know? Now granted, there are other videos circling around about him and his girlfriend trying to talk this 12-year-old into having sex with them and all that good shit. Now, with that, and y'all gonna say I'm biased all you want, stoners. I really don't care, you know? But with that, I would have to wait to hear more. And if it is what they say it is, then I'll retract my statement. I get on here and I'll let y'all know what it is. But as far as I can see, y'all are punishing the man who has already punished himself. Sometimes I don't even think the PC culture knows what it wants. Like, they want to be so PC, they want to be so politically correct to every race, to everybody, that even when you're just being yourself, that's wrong. Hell, even when you're trying to say sorry, they dissect your words and make it seem like you're not saying sorry at all. I've seen all the videos towards Shane Dawson about his video and stuff. Like, you would not imagine how much they dissected this man's words and how he acted to prove a point. And it's like, what do y'all want out of this situation? Like, before you turn on your cameras and your microphones and you do your thing, ask yourself, what do you want when you come in at somebody like saying you want to take everything from him and you want him to just sit in the dark and cry? For how long before he can actually, you know, be alive again? Like, what are y'all doing when you snatch somebody's career away from them? You punish them for past events, then you snatch their career away from them. What do you expect for that person to be after that? The PC culture gives people no wiggle room for improvement. You have to be good now, there is no later. And that is so fucked up because you're ruining life, which is so funny, but you're ruining the joys of growing up, of making mistakes, of saying the wrong thing and learning what to say and what not to say and all that good stuff. But people are so afraid to say anything now that the conversations are shorter. Everything is more quiet. Everything is on text. Everybody got something to say to a camera, to a microphone. Nobody wants to talk to each other because you could be politically incorrect. I heard they want to get rid of the word master bedroom because it reminds, you know, slaves and all that good stuff. What's funny is it was a white realtor that said that. And the other funny thing is that they're still selling plantation style homes. And that's still a thing, but we can't say master bedroom. Whatever, man. I mean, listen, stoners. the PC culture tried to control the narrative of Will Smith and Jada's and Jada Pinkett Smith's marriage. They didn't let them. We wasn't even involved in the marriage. When we thought they was together having a good time, they was arguing and not even liking each other. So we wasn't even involved. PC culture don't like that. They're mad about that. They need to be involved. No, Shane Dawson, you don't change your way when you want to. You don't, you know, become a better person when you want to. Wait till we find out. Then you change and let us see the change. Like, nobody stopped to think, like, you know, Shane Dawson is not that person we all seen him before. Like, even if everything y'all say is true and it's right there down the middle, cold cock, there you go. He's not that person. Do we believe in reform? Like, do we believe in correction? Or has the world become a prison? You know, the prison is called a correctional facility. It is, so when criminals go there, we're supposed to be, I put myself in that category because I got a couple charges, but we're supposed to be corrected, helped out to put back in society as great citizens, but we don't. So is that what the world is? Is it we do something, we get penalized for it, and until you decide, we got to live that down? Isn't that prison? Isn't that like a judge, jury type situation? You robbed a store. That's 15 years. Go to jail. After 15 years, now you're free. PC culture. You said the N-word 20 years ago. Five years of cancelship. After 5 years, people don't want to hear what you got to say again. Isn't that what happened with Louis C.K.? He's starting to do tours now, so his time was up. He got out. I'm just saying, if I'm tripping, tell me I'm tripping. But I don't think I am. What's funny is the PC culture should stop, step back, and take accountability for everything that they're doing. It's like somebody lights a match, and the PC culture just throws gasoline on that whole thing. You know, disrespect, bullshit, and all this other craziness that gets all y'all likes. But positivity, you know, joy for the fellow man and woman, that don't get nothing. Like, I ain't seen not one person mention what I'm saying right now. And I looked, because I don't like to repeat myself after nobody. Nobody can really say that, hey, Shane is not that person. Like, literally, he's not even that person anymore. Let's just say what y'all saying is true. We don't need to argue about if it's true or not and all this good stuff. He has changed. I think we've all seen that. So why are we... It's like, imagine you getting punished or grounded by your parents, right? And then, like, after you get off a punishment, maybe, like, two or three months down the line, when you walk through the door after school, they'd be like, you know you're punished, right? For what? You remember back 2 or 3 months ago when you yelled and didn't want to clean your room? Man, that's 2 or 3 months, and you already grounded me for that. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It just got brought up today. Your dad brought it up, and it made me feel some type of way. He grounded. Wouldn't you feel like, I've already served my time. I've already proved to you I'm not that person anymore. I'm not yelling at you anymore. I'm going to do what I got to do. Why are you still punishing me for the same crime? I mean, hell, even the prison system got double jeopardy. I don't know, Stoners. Maybe I'm weird, but Shane Dawson don't deserve what everybody's giving him. And that's a fact. Jada needs to stop trying to make herself look good and just take accountability for what you did. August Alsina, whatever. Respect to you. Keep doing your thing, bro. Because you know what I really respect about August Alsina? I'm about to let y'all go. I respect the fact that when he first started messing with Jada, he told Will what was up. Like, yo, I know y'all separated, but she's talking to me, and I just want to let you know. And that was his form of permission. You know, it's like you're separated with your woman, and the nigga comes talk to you and let you know, look, I don't want no surprises. I'm letting you know I'm with her right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my best to keep, I'm going to take care of her. Respect. Got you. I know what the deal is. I ain't surprised. Move forward. That was his version of permission. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, hey, can I fuck your wife? Yeah. No, it was letting you know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you gotta move with that. All right, I got you. Cool. That's how she's gonna be happy. That's what he thought. So, and then once he realized, not found out, nobody had to tell him anything. Once he realized that she was not leaving her husband, like they were going to ride or die for each other, he didn't talk to Will. He didn't talk to Jada. He didn't plead his case. He didn't please. He cut off all conversation with her. No phone call, no text messages, no social media, no nothing. Out of respect for Will and out of respect for her. You know, he just walked away. And for a man to be in love, as he say he was in love, like this dude said, I can die right now and be happy to know that I gave myself to someone. Jesus Christ. That's that deep kind of love. I know it wasn't easy for him to walk away. You know, I'm more sure he had questions or this, then, but he just, Maya Angelou always says, okay, when they show you who they are, believe them. Don't rationalize it. Don't think about it. Don't, maybe. No. Believe what they're showing you. So, in conclusion, Stoners, I just want everybody to take accountability. If you're in a relationship and it's going bad, step back and look at yourself. Be accountable for the things that you've done and you know you've done. All right? If you and your partner's beefed out, you know what I'm saying? Take accountability. All right? Like, that will end the cycle of people splitting. More conversations to be had when people take accountability. When people own, and I mean really own up to what they did and who they are. Less arguments, more conversations. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuPaBC. Also, hop on over there to YouTube, man. I mean, we're on YouTube right now, you know, because I got it all entanglement with the podcast, man. Yeah, so every time I drop a podcast, it goes straight to YouTube on Stoner Talk. So if y'all want to check me out over there, I appreciate it. I'm also on Twitch, Mr. Super Duper BC, playing some Apex and Fortnite, sometime Call of Duty, sometime 2K20, and that is it. Yeah, Stoners, please take my advice in this whole podcast. Take accountability for what you did, you know? And once you do that, once you make yourself happy, once you're cool with yourself, with who you are, it makes it so much easier to deal with other people. Stoners unite!